A motion to approve.
A motion to approve the rehearing request.
Slash reconsideration.
Slash reconsideration.
Since we're tying all into one.
Right.
I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
So 0-4, the motion fails to approve.
All right, we're going to move forward with old and new business.
So we've talked about our bylaws just a little, and there's a few things in there that I found that this month we'll just go and review, look at them, talk about them. If we need to review them some more next month, we can. But at some point, we'll bring them to you for a public hearing. We'll have to put it in the newspaper and post in the courthouse that we're going to have a public hearing on these amendments, and we'll have them available in the office to look at. But, Rick, if you want to take one and pass it down. There's not a lot in here. I'll just show you the pages we have. If you want to look at the screen, and then we'll go over those. We're going to look at Article 11 and then go on down to Article 16 and then Article 18. So when I was going through these and I was looking, there's a little bit of conflict. So in Article 11, it says these bylaws have been adopted by the Board of Adjustment and may be amended by 3/5 or greater vote of the entire membership of the Board of Adjustment at any meeting where there's a quorum. So then we go down to Article 18, and it says these rules and procedures may be amended, rescinded, supplemented, or repealed at any time by a concurring vote of 4 members. So the Board of Adjustment. So we need to decide if it needs to be 4 members or 3 members and make those match because they're conflicting.
What do you feel would make that a smoother operation in the scenarios that you find us in? Because I think either one of them could be completely different. So
3/5, it's going to take less for it to make it pass for amendments. 4/5, 4 members. Out of the 5, it'd kind of be your decision.
We've been running on 3/5, haven't we?
Yeah, we don't require 75% of the vote.
Yeah.
I'd go with 3.
Okay. I would too.
Yeah. Leave it to 3 or change.
We'll change the article.
18 to 11.
So we'll bring that when we're ready as an amendment that we'll be changing that article to 3 members. Okay. So then I had questions with our county attorney about what you went through tonight, appeals by decisions made to the board. And Rick, you noticed that A and B didn't match. But he's made a statement to me that we looked at taking those out of the book when we adopted the zoning regulations. And I didn't remember that because I would have been on board for that quickly.
Yeah.
And actually, these are in your BOA. And I think in his mind, he knew about these, and he always thought that maybe this isn't something that we needed. I looked through all the statutes. I've emailed him and asked him if it's anywhere in a statute where we have to do this. But to amend that article, I'd recommend amending it by just taking it out. So you wouldn't have rehearing and reconsideration requests. You'd have one appeal, and then you're done.
Yeah.
And if you feel differently, then we can talk about it, but I would present an amendment. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just one reconsideration.
No, none. Just you have one appeal.
One appeal.
Yeah, there's no reconsideration. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have it, but if you guys want to turn to page 6. It where it says under B,
it shall be
the burden of the applicant in any case before the board to present sufficient facts and testimony that in an affirmative decision by the board in favor of the applicant will be based, these are variances or appeals, based upon substantial evidence upon the whole record of the proceedings before the board. Nothing shall prohibit any member of the board inquiring of any witness or party at that time during the proceedings upon any fact or matter relating to the proceedings, but it shall not be the duty of the board to supply any deficiencies or seek to provide facts in any proceedings. So I know some of us might, like Rick, might know some stuff about sewer and stuff if you feel compelled to, but you're not, it's not your duty. You don't have
right.
to. They need to. And I've been working real hard with applicants for these CUPs. You guys get your information. Get your information.
Well, and that's the challenge sometimes, because you find, just like tonight, where they'll want you to answer a question that, and you want to answer it in a way that they feel heard and understood, but also let them know that it's not something that even pertains to what we're doing here tonight.
Yeah, no. So, those are all steps that come after approval. They're not requirements for the application for what you guys are hearing.
Right.
And then tonight, they were talking about the order, and on this page 4, it has us a hearing order. So hearing procedure, each case coming before the board shall generally be heard in the following order, generally. So first you have the planning administrator giving a report, followed by cross-examination of any witnesses I might bring. Then you have the applicant, and this, I'm just reading it off here, presenting their case. And then you have the presentation of any parties opposed or for it, and you can cross-examine them or any witnesses they might have. And then it says, come back and cross-examine the applicant. I mean, it's right here. Yeah. You guys have been following the order. Yeah. I didn't want you to feel like you were.
Well, the only thing I would question that is because I do close it to board discussion, and we have found, like, for example, what he called out on that applicant provided us information we needed at that moment. Like, he was able to answer a question that we didn't know.
Yeah, during the discussion.
During the discussion.
If you come up with something you're unclear about, you need to be able to ask.
But the challenge to that, though, is then you set that precedent that all of a sudden everybody else wants to chime in about how they're still against it. So
down here at the end, it says, no person other than the board and the person having the floor shall be permitted to enter into discussion, either directly or through a member of the board without permission of the chairman.
Perfect. So if I say, okay, provide me this information, mm-hmm. or provide me this information, whether it's opposing party mm-hmm. or an applicant, that's at my discretion.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's awesome.
So we were,
that would be,
we were in order.
Yes,
we were in order.
You were in order.
We had the ability to do that.
Okay.
We didn't go in maybe order step by step, but we have the ability to go back.
Well, and very rarely do we have
generally to. You did, and it states generally in here. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. That word, so, generally.
So did he ever ask you about that? Obviously, he's probably had lots of questions along the way. So did he ever, were you able to just show that to him, or did he even ask you about it?
No, there wasn't any discussion. I just got these. They didn't discuss any of their letters with me.
Okay.
I just got them presented. And,
gotcha.
And we told them the meeting date. They could have talked about them if they wanted, but I didn't have any discussion.
Okay. Well, thanks for going over that.
No problem.
Those are the things that helps us operate a little
so
sooner.
Amber, do we have anything for Board of Adjustment in February? Your deadline is not until you guys will have a variance coming. I've got one. I've talked to somebody. Do you want me to present these bylaws changes as a public hearing in that meeting? With one variance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get it changed.
We will have a variance coming. We don't have anything now, but I've been told, because he knows the deadline, and I'll be shocked if he doesn't get it in. So, setback variance. So,
sounds good.
That's all I have.
Okay, well, with that, finishing up our old and new business, would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.